First, we want to turn to Robin Downward, who was the artistic director at the Randall Theatre Company based in Medford, to talk about the effort going on right now at Randall, which is a musical version of It's a Wonderful Life. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here today.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Tell us a bit about the Randall Theatre Company, because Medford has kind of had some hit-and-miss success with theatre companies over the years. They seem to come and go, and yours is staying.
Yes, it is. We're coming towards the end of our fourth season, going into our fifth season. And, you know, I don't know why we, I have an idea why we're doing well. It's a concentration on doing performances as a group, it's having people that want to come together, that want to work together, that have fun working together. And in a really positive environment, and concentrating on that, and that's that. I try and analyze it, but I always just come back to that. And for a nonprofit community theater to never have been in the red, even in its early days, is quite an achievement. So we're very proud of that, and proud of the work that we've been doing.
All right, let's get a little flavor of what you're doing right now. It's a musical version of It's a Wonderful Life, and let's hear a little bit from your music first. It's from Christmas Eve. So tell us about the book and the lyrics and all the stuff that came together. Who did this version of a musical version of It's a Wonderful Life, Robin Downward?
Yeah, the books and lyrics are by Keith Ferguson and the music by Bruce Greer. And they actually haven't done a lot of other pieces, but it's adapted from the screenplay by Francis Goodrich, Albert Hackett, and Frank Capra and Joe Swerling. So it's a very, very faithful adaption from the movie. In fact, if people had the movie and the musical right next to each other, other than the fact that the musical numbers are, it's extremely faithful to the movie, and that's what I think people are really going to enjoy. You know, the fact that they're going to come and see one of their favorite holiday movies with just that wonderful, beautiful musical twist. And the music definitely enhances it. And it's a musical that not a lot of people have heard or seen, especially in the Valley. So I think it's going to be something that people will really enjoy, because it's not something that they've seen around here before.
And who's the lucky guy who gets to play George Bailey?
Ah, that is John Oles. He has been one of our staples. He played Pseudolus in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. He's got a wonderful comic timing, but he's also got a wonderful dramatic warmth. He's done some of our dramas. He's definitely in our musical comedies. So he's taken on George Bailey. And then Mary Hatch Bailey is played by Kelly Hammond, who many have seen at Camelot. We've got a great relationship between the two theaters, and share actors back and forth. And Kelly Hammond played opposite me in Jekyll and Hyde. So if anybody saw Jekyll and Hyde at Camelot, they definitely saw her. She was also Ulat in The Producers. Very tall, beautiful, blonde-haired woman who has a beautiful voice and a wonderful acting ability. So she plays his love and wife.
Let's hear the other piece of music that you sent to us, because I want to establish I imagine this is when George returns from his time in the other universe and discovers that he's back in Bedford Falls. And here's what we hear. You're back in Bedford Falls. Is this when George returns from the other universe?
Actually, that's one of the first numbers. Actually, when people are introduced to the city of Bedford Falls and all the characters that are in it, that's the introductory song after the overture.
Mm-hmm.
All of the wonderful people that you see in this neat little town where George Bailey lives.
Okay, give us dates, times, and location, if you would, Robin.
Yes. It opens on Thursday, December 11th, at 7 o'clock. All of our Endel Theater's evening shows are at 7, and matinees are at 1. We have an opening night reception. We always do. Doors open at 6:30, and there's food and drinks for $15, and that's through reserve seating. But the show runs the 11th, 12th, and 13th, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. 23rd and 27th at 7 p.m., and then December 14th, 21st, we have a Christmas Eve matinee on the 24th, and then the 28th at 1 o'clock. The Randall Theater does a program where we have pay what you want at the door for every single show that we do, subject to seating availability. So if there are any reserve seats that aren't sold, pre-sold, those tickets are left at the door for people to pay whatever they want. But we do ask people to give us a call before they come down just to make sure that there are some seats, pay-what-you-want seats at the door left.
And what's the theater number?
Theater number is 541-632-3258. And the address is 10 East 3rd Street. It's on the corner of Front and 3rd Street, about a block and a half north of Porter's Restaurant, close to downtown Medford.
All right. Best of luck, Robin Downward at Randall Theater with the musical version of It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right. Good to have you. Let's go to Olivia Janice at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I am good. We are actually hosting Ashland Greeters this morning, so I'll be as brief as I can since I have to get back to the theater. We previewed Fiddler on the Roof the last two nights. We opened tonight. We run through January 11th. I don't think Fiddler needs any introduction. It's won Tony Awards every time it's been on Broadway. And I think it's known as the second most favorite musical in the world next to Les Mis. So it's been quite a season doing both of those. But the thing about Fiddler is we are sold out this entire weekend. Every matinee, every Sunday matinee in December is already sold out. The only matinees we have tickets for in December is the Christmas Eve 2 o'clock matinee, but we do run through January 11th. During December, we play Tuesday through Sunday, but in January, it's except for New Year's Day, we do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and those Sunday matinees on the 4th and the 11th do still have tickets. But this is one of the most beautiful, haunting musicals, I think, ever written, and we are so pleased to have David King Gabriel playing Tevye. I was watching the preview the other night, and, you know, I've been in 5 productions of this show. I've seen a number of productions, but I've never seen such a beautiful, heartwarming take on If I Were a Rich Man, never losing the humor, but including the spirituality that this incredible father of 5 daughters has. So I do hope people will join us. We do still have tickets for Tuesday night. Wednesdays are pay what you can, but other evening performances are going fast, and I think once school lets out, it's going to be a sold-out run.
All right, so Fiddler on the Roof at Camelot Theater and Talent. What's the closing date in January?
Through January 11th, and I'm sure you and I both know that number, 541-535-5250 or CamelotTheater.org online.
Many years of relations with Camelot Theater. Olivia, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange on First Friday. Let's go to Eric at the Criterion Theater in Medford. Welcome to First Friday.
Good morning. We are coming up on a month of holiday-themed program, as has been the theme throughout your show thus far. We've got the Rogue Valley Chorale this weekend, on Friday and Sunday, performing Christmas Around the World. Mm-hmm. And then next weekend, we begin a 2-weekend run of A Christmas Carol, the musical, which is being put on by our teen musical theater program. So they always put on wonderful shows. We've got shows on December 12th and 13th, which is Friday, Saturday. We open that weekend. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the next weekend, the 18th, 19th, and 20th, tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for students. And squeezed in the middle of that run, we actually have a special presentation of an a cappella group from Northwestern University. Their name is The Undertones. They'll be putting on a show at the Criterion on Sunday, December 14th at 3 o'clock. And it's a $5 ticket plus a can of food for access. So it's a special presentation show that we're excited to present, and it should be a wonderful time of a cappella music right in the middle of our Christmas Carol run. And then finally, on the 23rd of December, we have Tom Foley and the Celtic Christmas which will be playing two shows at the Criterion, 3 o'clock and 7:30, and details at criterion.org. And that should be a wonderful time. It's his 17th year doing that show, and I believe we've had him for all of those. So he's back again for another wonderful performance.
All right, all kinds of things going on at the Criterion in the month of December. Thanks so much for joining us, Eric. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let's go on to Phyllis in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our first Friday Arts segment.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thank you. I'm here to put out the word about Still Point Dance Studio's 23rd consecutive production of The Nutcracker. It starts next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, runs for two weekends on Saturday and Sunday. So next weekend, the 13th, opening is 7:30 in the evening. Sunday is a matinee performance at 2 o'clock. The following Saturday, two performances, matinee at 2 and evening performance at 7:30, and finally the final performance on Sunday, matinee, 2 o'clock. This year, there are a couple of added attractions. There is a 19th century tea party that one can buy a ticket for. It's open to everybody, all children from the ages of 3, and every child or every family of children needs to be accompanied by an adult. And they can, during the tea party, if they wish, they can have their faces painted to resemble one of the characters in The Nutcracker.
Fun. And where are the performances again?
At the Grants Pass High Performing Arts Center.
All right, Phyllis, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Nutcracker coming to Grants Pass once again. Kelly at the Imperial Event Center in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey. This month we have two music events. Tonight, the Imperial Ballroom in downtown Medford's having A Touch of Vegas, featuring entertainer Frank Ritchie and his band Reminisce, along with doo-wop singers Timeless. Music is at 7:30, and the admission is $10.
All right.
And then on December 16th, that's a Tuesday, the Southern Oregon Jazz Orchestra will perform.
All right. Sounds great. That's at the Imperial Event Center. The address again?
40 North Front Street.
Which is Front and 6th, roughly?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Kelly. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Jane.
Thank you.
Don't have a town given. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi, I'm calling from the Eureka Symphony. We have our holiday concerts tonight and tomorrow night at the Arkley Center in Eureka. It's a holiday favorites program that includes Greensleeves, the First Noel, a beautiful arrangement of that, Night Before Christmas, A Christmas at the Movies medley, and a sing-along with the orchestra carol occasion. It's 8 p.m. curtain. There's a 40-voice choir and a 60-piece orchestra. Kids 6 to 12 get in free with a paid adult, and people can order online or they can call 707-845-3655 or go to eurekasymphony.org. And we have a special ticket price this season for a heavenly discount coupon book. It's 10 tickets for $100, so that's $10 a ticket. And they could be used for this concert and for the next three concerts in March, April, or May. Or you could bring your whole neighborhood tonight or tomorrow night.
All right. Sounds great. The Eureka Symphony tonight and tomorrow night.
Right.
Great. Thanks again for calling. Let's go to Lori at the Rogue Valley Chorale. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hey there. We have our Christmas Around the World tonight at the Criterion Theater at 7:30 p.m. and again on Sunday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And as Eric alluded to earlier from the Crate, tickets are available through the Criterion Theater, calling 541-779-3000 or criterion.org. We have a number of guest artists in our concert tonight, including the Rogue Ringers Handbell Group, and Kenyan-born Ashland High School freshman Grace Pruitt will be singing an African song with us. And James Keir from the duo Men of Worth will join us on a solo piece as part of our Celtic set. And the piece he's singing is pretty special. It's the Christmas in the Trenches song about the Christmas Eve truce of 1914. So we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of that event this year.
We've also got
a harp and flute and a lot of percussion. I arranged the Austrian carol Still, Still, Still for chorus and harp, and we'll accompany the group on the harp and let our regular accompanist, Andrea Brock, takes the podium as conductor.
All right.
A lot of fun things.
And this is the Rogue Valley Chorale again, tonight and Sunday, is it?
Tonight and Sunday afternoon, exactly.
All right. Always good to talk to you, Lori. Thanks for joining us today on First Friday. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, the Performing Arts Society is doing their December concert, December 12th at 7:30 p.m. at Old City Hall in Reading. This month we host the Reading Community Choir under the direction of Tien Ballou. They will be presenting a concert of non-holiday musical fare with selections from jazz, standards, and popular styles, all infused with heart energy. The Reading Community Choir consists of folks who love to sing and whose dedication to their choral affection brings a high standard to their practice and performance. Come join us for a delightful evening of deep feeling and fun. And any questions, dial 530-243-1191.
All right, Mark, thanks for that. Peter in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. Peter?
Hi, Jeff. So I'm calling in because tonight we are opening our last production of the 2014 season here at Thanks for the Memories Theater, and that is Almost Maine. Almost Maine plays tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and then Sunday at 2 o'clock, and then we also play next weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets for that event are $10, and we are located at 1287 Oak Street in Ashland. Just go all the way to the end of Oak Street. And then we also additionally have a reading, and that's going to happen on Sunday, December 14th. And that reading is entitled Christmas as It Was. Tickets are $6 for that, and it will be at the same location.
All right, so Almost Maine at Thanks for the Memories Theater in Ashland. Peter, thanks for that. Appreciate it. I want to turn to our other studio guests who've been waiting patiently for a while now, Ed Dunn Savage and Leslie Kendall. Longtime performers in the Rogue Valley, and you guys have a couple of appearances coming up this month.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay, tell us about them.
So the show that we're excited about is on the 20th. It's our annual holiday jazz concert, which is a fundraiser for the Siskiyou Music Project's Artists in the Schools program. For the past 8 years, the Siskiyou Music Project has brought various artists, local as well as touring artists, into schools in the Rogue Valley to expose students to more music.
You guys are both Rogue Valley fixtures. I mean, and first of all, how long have you been performing together? And I guess we'll leave out the how long you've been performing totally.
No, it's okay. We go around and around about this, but I guess I succumb to the thought that maybe it's been 18 years.
18 to 20, we're not exactly sure as time goes by.
Yeah, we've kind of lost track of time, but it has been a thrill and a joy for all these years to play music with Ed and Chick and Joe and the other musicians in the Valley.
And having lived here almost 30 years myself, I've got a chance to hear both of you and work with you, Leslie, a few times.
Yes,
so it's just,
we have.
It's been a real pleasure. So do you have some musical offerings you can throw our way? And believe me, let me underscore how appreciative we are of anybody coming out to perform between 8 and 8:30 in the morning, because it's not easy, I know.
I actually brought my lipstick to make me think, since there are no windows in here, I thought maybe this would make me think it's later than it is. So I put my lipstick on, and here we go. Quiet nights and quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below. Together we will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was dull each minute until you found me in it. Then all at once, the quiet nights I knew. Quiet nights of loving you.
Leslie Kendall on vocals, Ed Dunsavage on guitar. What a nice Friday morning treat. I want to take one more call here and not leave Wynn and Grants Pass hanging. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
thank you. I wanted your listeners to know that the Jefferson State Choral Coalition, which is led by Kirby Shaw, Dr. Kirby Shaw, is performing in Grants Pass Saturday, tomorrow, at the Performing Arts Center. So that's December 6th at 7 p.m. The concert will feature seasonal music and some of Dr. Shaw's originals, as well as arrangements of popular tunes such as The Shining Star by Earth, Wind, and Fire and Higher Love by Steve Winwood. And you wouldn't want to miss the very moving and compelling arrangement of Let There Be Peace on Earth. And you'll also see some lively fun and choreography. And it is JSCC's 10th anniversary. So we'd love to have you join us. And the tickets are $10. And I think you can always get more information at the JSCC website, Jefferson State Choral Coalition.com.
All right, 7 o'clock on Saturday night at Grants Pass High School Performing Arts Center. Thank you, Wynn. Ed and Leslie, we have like a minute and a half left. Is that too little time to squeeze another song in?
Sure, we can do a quick one. Just another plug for a show we're doing in Jacksonville is at Deja Vu Bistro on the 14th. I'm not sure if it's sold out yet. Both of those shows, the holiday show on the 20th and 14th, will definitely sell out. For the holiday show, siskiumusicproject.com is where you'd find out more information. And since it's First Friday, I'm playing tonight from 5 to 8 solo guitar at Gallery Caron on A Street in Ashland.
So you can just fade us out.
That's what we'll do. So we have about a minute left. Thanks so much, Ed.
Thank you.
Ed,
it's so
Ed
great
Dunsavage,
to see
Leslie
you again.
Kendall.
It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. I still hear you say, dear one, hold me fast, and I start. Oh Lord, please make this last.